Good morning. Welcome to A Taste of Torah. Sorry we missed a lesson yesterday in the aftermath of Purim, but we are back today with a taste of Chumash of the weekly Parsha of Tzav. And in the reading today, we have what is perhaps one of the most famous types of offerings brought in the temple time called a Todah. Todah in Hebrew means thank you, and this was the Thanksgiving offering. As discussed last week, there were all types of korbanos, offering sacrifices that people would bring. Some of them were burnt entirely on the altar. There were some brought voluntarily, some were after a sin. And one of those was called a shlamim, a peace offering, which you, the user, would eat part of. The Kohen would eat part of it, as well as some of it was offered on the altar. And one of the types of shlamim was this Thanksgiving offering that a person would traditionally bring after surviving a dangerous encounter and being incredibly thankful at the fact that they were safe and secure. They would bring this offering to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, every shlamim offering consisted of an animal, but the Todah, in addition to the animal that was brought, also had a significant amount of grain offerings, actually 40 loaves in all, 10 of which were chametz, 30 of which were not leavened, of various forms. They would have to finish eating that Todah that one day, unlike a typical shlamim offering in which the participant had 3 days to finish the offering. 4 of these loaves were eaten by the Kohen, and the other 36 loaves were eaten by the one bringing the offering, as well as anyone else in his party. Typically, there were 4 different situations in which a person was obligated to bring a Todah. One of them is if a person survived a voyage across a sea or ocean, or if they survived a voyage across a desert, if they were imprisoned and now they were free, or 4 is if they had a very severe illness that caused them to be bedridden for a minimum of 3 days and now they were completely recovered. In all of these instances, the person would bring the Todah. And what's interesting is this really is what happened to the Jewish people when they left Egypt. They crossed the sea, they crossed the desert, they came out of very dangerous circumstances, and yes, they were imprisoned as well. And for all of eternity, when someone were to recover, to come out of one of these situations, they would bring the Todah offering. I should note that today that is replaced by a special blessing said during the reading of the Torah called Hagoimel. It can also be accompanied by a Thanksgiving meal that you have in the company of other people in which you recount something extraordinary that happened and give gratitude toward to Hashem. And one should also give tzedakah when feeling that they were a beneficiary of a miracle or a tremendous act of kindness from Hashem. The reading finishes off by saying any single time a person would eat from an offering, they had to be in a state of ritual purity, which means they did not come in contact with a dead person, or they did not experience any other sort of situation that would render them spiritually impure. If they would become impure, they could not continue eating that offering. It also continues and says that within the animal, any of the blood, as well as the forbidden fats, those were 2 parts of the animal that could never be eaten by the individual. Rather, they had to be put on the altar. And up until today, when we do slaughter a kosher animal, there are certain fats that cannot be eaten. And of course, in Judaism, blood, dam, is never allowed to be eaten. And that is the reason why we soak and we salt meat beforehand in order to extract the blood to render the meat kosher afterwards. A concluding thought. When it comes to the 4 categories of individuals who brought the Todah offering, as mentioned earlier, it is the sick person, in Hebrew called chole, someone that went across a yam, a sea, someone that came out of yisurim, which means jail, or someone that went across a midbar, meaning a desert. And what's fascinating is that the acronym of each of these words, chole, yam, yisurim, and midbar, spells out the word chayim, life. And indeed, the sages tell us that there is a verse that says, v'chol ha-chayim yodu chasela, all the living people should give thanks to Hashem. And that alludes to the fact that anyone that became chayim as a result of surviving one of these 4 instances, again, an acronym for sick, sea, jail, or sea, should bring this Thanksgiving offering. Of course, when hearing this insight, an obvious question comes to mind. Why would the acronym for these 4 situations be Chaim? This is exactly the opposite of Chaim. This was a time when their Chaim was in jeopardy. Out of all verses to serve as an allusion for the fact that someone who encountered a scary encounter should give thank you, the last word you would expect is someone who was Chaim. But of course, there is a deep spiritual truth here, and that it is often only after a person encounters something scary, something that truly challenges them? Can they truly appreciate Chaim? Chaim is more deeply lived after their Chaim was in doubt. By way of comparison, it's interesting that in Jewish law, a document that's brought to a court is generally assumed to be legitimate. But nonetheless, any document can always be disputed in the court, and if it's accused of being a forgery or not verified, in which case they have to go about verifying the document. But here's an interesting rule. Once a document was disputed, and afterwards, subsequently, it is verified, at that point, it can never be disputed again. It is, ironically, considered stronger than any other document. And it's the same way in life. Of course, we would all like to have the undisputed life, like the undisputed document that never had that major challenge. But the funny thing is, that's not nearly as strong as the document that was disputed and now is indisputable. The life that was challenged and a person overcomes those challenges is the deepest, most meaningful life of all. In the world of recovery, they often say a person, God forbid, has to hit rock bottom. And on that day that is the worst day of their life, eventually it becomes the best day of their life. And that is what the sages meant when they said the acronym for these four situations are Chaim, our life. Sometimes a person goes through a difficult challenge and the response is, oy, that's life. But the Jewish expression is, oh my gosh, this is life. This is now giving me an opportunity to truly live, to serve as a springboard to propel me to a place that I never could have reached without it, because I'm living in a far deeper, far richer, far spiritual fulfilling way, specifically after I had this challenge to my Chaim.
תהילתך